This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 6th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the internet is spying on you, and this is by government directive. Last Thursday, the Biden administration very quietly announced that government control of internet content is now officially a policy, part of the national security apparatus. Credit where it's due, the Last Refuge blog is responsible for putting this together. They did a really deep dive on this. You'll find it at conservativetreehouse.com if you want to look this up. I can only scratch the surface here, but quoting from the announcement, the release put out by the Biden administration, quote, "We must rebalance the responsibility to defend cyberspace by shifting the burden for cybersecurity away from individuals, small businesses, and local governments and onto the organizations that are most capable and best positioned to reduce risks for all of us," end quote. This is part of the national cybersecurity strategy, but when you understand that they are defining risks to cybersecurity as political opposition, it becomes a little more ominous. This aligns with, supports, and works with the total U.S. surveillance state system, where definitions of information are applied to cybersecurity and communication vectors. This is a surveillance system and an information filtration system. Misinformation, disinformation, malinformation falls under the purview now of the federal government, according to this new policy directive. Now, bear in mind, this is the same administration that last year wanted to create a disinformation governance board inside the Department of Homeland Security until public outcry forced the DHS Secretary Mayorkas to withdraw the idea. And the young lady, Nina Jankowicz, who was hired for this position to be the disinformation czar, the head of the Ministry of Truth, if you will, was suddenly out of a job. Incidentally, she has now started a crowdfunding campaign to raise $100,000 so she can sue Fox News for spreading misinformation and disinformation about her specifically. Anyway, this appears to be a response to revelations around government influence of social media, the Twitter files that have been released since Elon Musk purchased Twitter. The government has now formalized its role as the arbiter of truth and cybersecurity, not communications platforms like Twitter or private companies. This announcement indicates the desire, the intent of the government to control the flow of information in the name of cybersecurity. Looking at how this developed, in short, the Patriot Act, this goes back to 2001. The Patriot Act turned the surveillance radar from foreign searches for terrorists to domestic searches for terrorists, you know, the angry white men that are supposedly the number one threat to U.S. security. And then the Biden administrations, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, have redefined terrorist to mean anybody who opposes them politically. Again, there's a lot more to this in the article at the last refuge, conservativetreehouse.com, if you want to read this. But essentially, that was the announcement last Thursday, and most of the corporate media paid it no attention at all. Moving on, topic number 4, East Palestine. The aftermath of that freight train derailment a month ago in East Palestine, Ohio, persists. Residents, rail workers reporting illnesses to the Biden administration. Last week, EPA Administrator Michael Reagan visited East Palestine, addressing reporters about the ongoing situation. A journalist asked him if he would feel comfortable allowing his children to drink the water. Reagan's response was illuminating, to say the least. Quote, "I would not. I'm the father of a 9-year-old. I think we all have to agree. We wish this accident didn't occur, but the accident occurred. And as a result, some of our creeks and streams have pollution in them," end quote. An admission by the EPA about what's going on in eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania. This disaster has become the Biden administration's Hurricane Katrina. Topic number 3, Portlandia. The last 2 Walmart stores in Portland, Oregon are closing. Walmart closing its stores in Portland, Oregon, March 24th because they were not meeting financial expectations. That's a nice way of saying they can't make money when local law enforcement, local government, will not enforce the law. People walking out of their stores with armfuls of stuff just grabbed off the shelves. You can't make money if you cannot sell your product for more than you pay for it. When shrinkage In other words, shoplifting eats up your profit margin. You have to close down and move elsewhere. This follows similar decisions. For example, Walgreens closing all of its stores in San Francisco. You can't compete with the guy who's opened a pop-up store in the alley behind your shop selling all the stuff that he just cleaned off of your shelves. This is the work of George Soros-founded district attorneys who refuse to prosecute these types of crimes. Now, people who live near these stores in Portland say the closure is going to have a major impact on them and low-income shoppers. It's interesting that the media is focusing on that aspect of it instead of putting the blame on the thieves who are cleaning products off the shelves. Unless you have a high-trust environment, in other words, stores where the proprietors feel comfortable putting goods on display for shoppers, okay, when that high-trust environment evaporates because of gangs of retail thieves walking in and cleaning out your shelves, I'm sorry, but honest people, including low, high, middle, whatever, you got no place to go. And this is what's happening in Portland, your socialist paradise. Topic number two, white gold. Lithium, sometimes referred to as white gold, highly sought after because it's used in making batteries. And so many of the things that we're using, I'm using right now just within line of sight, like four different devices that are running off of batteries, all using small amounts of lithium. But now, with the drive to replace internal combustion engines with battery-powered electric vehicles, the demand for lithium is skyrocketing. Global demand outstripping supply in the years ahead. Lithium demand projected to rise from about 1.8 million metric tons in 2025 to 3.7 million metric tons in 2030. It's going to double by the end of this decade, largely due to electric devices. The White House last year said critical minerals like lithium and other rare earth minerals are essential to our national security and economic prosperity. Once electric vehicles dominate the car market, which governments are forcing on us, there's about 70 years worth of lithium until the global reserves are exhausted. Now, there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is a huge new cache of lithium has just been discovered. Yay! 8.5 million metric tons would be among the largest yet discovered deposits of lithium. The bad news is it's in Iran. It's in Iran, which just signed a 25-year mutual cooperation agreement with China. Maybe we should slow our roll on electric vehicles until we find some domestic sources of the metal. And, oh yes, find environmentally friendly ways to dispose of these batteries, which do not last forever. Coming up, here's a story coming that will restore your faith. One of those good news stories to start your week. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healer healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Van Kars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, just a good news story to kind of start your week. An 8-year-old in Little Rock found that his favorite waiter at the local Waffle House needed some help. Kazen Hunter, he's a second grader in Little Rock, Arkansas, has breakfast at a local Waffle House every weekend, sort of a family treat. And he makes sure to sit in the section of the restaurant where Devontae Gardner, as you see in the image there, is working, because Devontae and Kazen have become friends. Devontae greets him with a high five, knows his favorite meal. He always knows what Kazen's going to order, greets everybody with a smile. Kazen, by the way, favors hash browns with cheese and eggs with cheese. And according to Kazen, Devontae treats everybody with kindness. Well, in conversation a couple of months ago, found that Devontae's having some difficulties. The apartment that he, his wife, and their two young daughters live in had become infested with rats and black mold. That's a health issue. Forced the gardeners to move into a motel, the kind where you pay by the week. And he didn't have a car, so he had to walk several miles to get to his job at the Waffle House. So Kazen talked his mom into helping set up a GoFundMe page to raise money so Devontae could buy a car, so he wouldn't have to walk several miles to work. The story attracted some attention. It's gone viral. News around the world has picked it up. As of this recording, the $5,000 that Kazen had hoped to raise had actually ballooned to close to $100,000, which has allowed Devontae to buy a vehicle to drive back and forth to work and also find a decent apartment for his family and pay for a year's rent in advance. The world needs more of this. Well done, Kazen. SkyWatch TV, depending on your support to do what we do, which is not just to bring you these reports, this is just the means by which we hope we give you value for the time that you invest with us. But we raise support for our sister ministry at Whispering Ponies Ranch so that we can offer the healing through the therapy animals at the ranch there to other ministries like Royal Family Kids, Teen Challenge, and others, so that they don't have to pay a dime to send children, so that they don't have to make the decision, which 9-year-old in foster care do we have to leave at home because we don't have the money to bring them. Your support makes that possible. If you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of March, for your gift of any amount to SkyWatch TV, we'll send you a copy of the book, The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes by Dr. Ken Johnson. It's our way of saying thank you. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com. Look for the donate button or call us 844-750-4985 or log on to skywatchtvstore.com. And thank you for your support. Night terrors and alien abductions. How are they related? Well, they're both demonic. We're in the middle of a 4-week series, important programs featuring L.A. Marzulli and Vicky Joy Anderson. Don't miss these shows. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch over the air, your favorite Christian television network. We've got the schedule posted, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch right now on our website. All of our video content is there, skywatchtv.com. You can also go to YouTube or Rumble. Here are the addresses here, or better yet, get the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV. It is free and brings all of our content, including these daily updates, right to your big screen. You can also add us to your smartphone or tablet, download the programs there. You also, with the mobile app, you get a calendar of upcoming events and news updates, important news updates, three times a week. It is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, phones, and tablets. And to make things easy, we've got links to the app stores for those platforms at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.